Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew, Miles Debastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, thank you for joining us once again as we give you some psychic advice, some advice on love and life, and hopefully just make your day a little bit better and hear some words of comfort and guidance. Nicole was talking about her job and it's really her business, and she has some pretty big business decisions lurking in her horizon.
Yeah.
And she said she's been pulling some cards. And so, Nicole, what do you think? How do you think you're going to go with this?
Well, right now I see that I still have some work to do, you know, based on what the cards said, you know, on what my cards said and everything else, you know. I'm just want to get myself into a position where I can work a lot less and, you know, focus more on different aspects of my life that have been, I guess put on the back burner, so to speak.
Yeah,
you know, I'm at a point in my life. What's that?
Slightly neglected.
You know, I just need to move myself into a position where I'm more well-balanced and well-rounded. You know, right now, you know, about 90% of my time, if not more, is taken up by my business. And I was very, very lucky to have a partner who was all for that, who likes the fact that I have drive, who likes the fact that I have ambition, who's more than willing to work with the schedule that I'm given or with the schedule that I accept. And, it's it gets harder and harder because, you know, there are other things that I'd like to do. You know, there are vacations I'd like to take. There is, you know, there are just lazy afternoons where I wish I didn't have to get up because I work 7 days a week, you know. So it gets very, very difficult. And, I just need to get my businesses into a position where instead of me taking care of them so much, where I'm being taken care of more so that I can, you know, focus on the areas of my life that have been in neglect. You know, everything is a trade-off, and I think I'm ready for the next trade-off as far as this endeavor goes. So I've been working extra, extra hard trying to make sure that all of my ducks are in a row and that I'm doing the right thing, you know, both for myself, for my business partner, for my business, as well as, you know, karmically, to make sure that, you know, everything goes smoothly and to see what kind of next situation I'll be stepping in.
Well, that's very good. And we always have to reevaluate. Are we happy with what we're doing? Is it gotten out of balance? Is it overwhelming? Is it controlling me? And we all have to kind of draw limits to, you know, when enough is enough. And, people can't work no matter how much they love it 7 days a week. They do need a break because we need that just downtime. We need time just that belongs to us. And, you know, it's the year of I matter. You know, you matter, and you have to think about that, you know. And so I'm glad you're doing some reevaluation. And I'm sure you'll be telling us where your mind is going. And, of course, you can always set up a reading for me, and I will give it to you and see what the cards have to say about, you know, where you should be going.
Well, great.
Now, like I said, I
pulled my cards, and now, you know, I'm like, I'm waiting to see certain validation, I guess, so to speak. And, Cindy, as always, you know, you are my rock. So once I need my validation and my clarification, you can bet I'll be on the phone with you or in your house.
Okay, good. And that's what I love to hear. And I've got some interesting news. I will be on a reality show that's being filmed. It's the number one show in all places, Norway. The number one show, reality show, is one where they have these American contestants who are of Norwegian descent go over to Norway and have a Norwegian adventure for a month. I'm not Norwegian. I am half Finnish, so I'm not really one of the contestants. I will be filming here in New York a psychic reading for one of the contestants. That will
nice.
Be airing on the show. Isn't that fun?
Isn't congratulations.
That's
awesome.
That's going to be great fun. And, of course, I think now it's going to start a trend. You're going to see, like, probably Americans of Italian descent going to Italy, Americans of Italian, you know, of Spanish descent, you know, having this too. So I think it's going to be pretty much something you're to see more of, because the Norwegians are getting quite a kick out of watching Americans having trouble dealing with the Norwegian way of life. Instead of, you know, most countries are watching our reality shows, and so I think it's interesting to have Americans do something
absolutely
different. So anyway, I know we have a lot of callers. Would you like to pick
yeah,
up
I'm just going to go
one?
Right into the first one, because as always, I don't screen the first. So we're just going to go over to the 916 area code and see who's waiting for us there.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Deborah.
My name is
you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Deborah, and my question, I called in January, and I asked about a certain person, and that person I saw again, and I believe the relationship is finally over. So my question is, what do you see for my future as far as my love life?
Okay, that's a good question. And Deborah, where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, good. Okay. So you saw him. So that was good. You kind of wanted to get some closure, or you just really, you know, you did you ask the important questions to find out what was there or not there anymore? Were you honest?
Oh, when definitely. I saw him one last time for the closure. Yes.
Good. Good, because we do have to end our relationships in a karmically correct manner, which means without drama and trauma, and honestly saying what we need to say without being mean about it, of course. I'm seeing for you, interestingly enough, the first card I pulled was a soulmate card and a man who will want to spend his life with you. You have a very good 5-year period opening up. I can see you're experiencing like a little bit of anxiety over this situation. You know, you're really finally realizing that relationship wasn't there. Sometimes we're just holding on to illusions of things, and
right,
the illusions
right.
are like sort of this like raft, this safety raft in the middle of life that we feel like, well, as long as I have that illusion, I can function. When the universe removes our illusions, because that's what they've been guiding us to do, and now you don't have the illusion that you have a relationship, some anxiety is normal. So I don't want you to, you know, start feeling like, oh, man, I was so wonderful to, you know, when he was in my life. It's not really true. You sort of had a Band-Aid on a carcinoma. There were some issues that need to emerge, and just some of it is just learning that we are strong enough to stand on our own 2 feet. Are you doing that? Are you feeling better about yourself now?
Definitely. You're right. I was definitely holding on to illusions. And I knew that, and I think that's why I needed to see him one last time to see it physically, you know, and talk to him and just realize, you know, it was just a beautiful dream that we had together, and it cannot be a reality, so let's just go our separate ways and move on to the next, you know, the person that we're really supposed to be with.
Right.
He was
and now, are you working on your own commitment issues, so when this person comes, you're going to put 2 feet in it and see what's there and be ready, willing, and able to love and commit to him as well?
Definitely.
Okay, because, you know, usually when we're doing this dance of non-commitment, it does take 2 people to do that dance, whether we acknowledge it or not. Because someone who's not a commitment phobic very quickly tires of the situation or says, hey, this is not what I want, and they do have the courage to take 2 feet out and see if the person either comes back willing to commit or, you know, they're willing to move on, the other person. So for you, I do see a soulmate coming. A little bit more time with you standing on your own 2 feet, but not too much. So, you know, just put it out there. You've done your little soulmate assignment where you write down what your ideal soulmate would be like.
Mm-hmm.
You
yep.
have the characteristics,
yes.
And is commitment on the top of the list?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Because
that
really,
available, open to commitment, yes.
Good, because it's really good in this wonderful five-year period. It is a marriage here, so whether you're going to marry him on paper or it's the whole heart, soul, mind, body, committed to love and committed to healing thing would be up to you. But it will also, just in general, teach you something that you need to know, and that's that there are many lessons to learn in the ending of a relationship, and there's many more to end in a new one being brought to us. And through love, God would like you to learn the rest of your karmic lessons on earth. So you're ready. So just keep putting it out there. And, you know, you're doing something to meet people. You go, you know, you go out a little bit. You put the word out that you're available.
Right now, I'm doing a couple transitions. I recently, just like last week, moved into a new apartment. I want to get all that settled and, you know, get my home, new home settled, and then start going out there again and putting myself out
there.
Sure,
and that's actually good because you do need a little time. I mean, I'm glad you're realizing you need that little time to make a home you love, you know, nurture yourself, nurture your space, and that's very healing. And then, you know, be ready to have a nice home in which you bring someone in and, you know, you get to really relax. And are you making it really comfortable and inviting?
Definitely. You know, I'm putting all the beautiful colors that I love, the candles, you know, just all the little trinkets and stuff like that. Definitely.
Oh, good. Because that may, and then, of course, you know, leave a little space in your heart and, you know, a little space in a closet for that person who's going to be visiting quite a lot in the beginning. So, you know, even a drawer or two, leave a drawer or two where he can leave some things, you know, in the very beginning.
I didn't even think of that. That's very good.
You know what I'm saying? Because this way, you know, you don't have to give up your sock drawer or anything. You already have it ready. And you could say, just when you're leaving those drawers, you know, consciously empty, you know they're going to be filled with, you know, the items of the person that you love. So it really is a good, you know, sharing and knowing you're making this space for love.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and I'm so proud you did that in January. I know you took, you know, you took the advice that was given, and it took a lot of courage to do that.
Thank you so much for giving me that advice. I needed that little push. Definitely.
I know. You know what? That with a little help from our friends, we get by. You know.
Right.
Well, good luck
to
you.
Can I listen to the program?
Excuse me.
May I listen to the rest of the program?
Oh, absolutely. Because I'm sure you'll hear
of course.
Great advice.
I'm just gonna mute your mic, okay? All right, Cindy,
okay,
we are
Nicole,
moving on to...
Can you just do me one favor before you move on to the next caller? Can you just hit on 6, because I think that's my TJ, my fiancé, and I think he always likes to...
Oh, I see that
little
TJ.
He's always on the road and always wants to give us a message.
You got it. Hold on, let me go over to TJ. Hello, TJ.
Hello, Nicole. How are you? There's no one on the road except me. It's a big, beautiful sunset, very romantic. I wish you were here, and you are. I love listening to you on the radio when I'm driving. It's just, it's just perfect. Anyway, that was really good advice you just gave that woman, and I think I remembered when she called in the last time.
Absolutely, and don't you just love when they actually do something to move their life forward and take the guidance that's being given, because the universe appreciates it as well.
Yes, I do, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the show. And it's just really great. Anyway, look, that's it. I just want to let you know I'm healthy. I'm okay. Everything's great. And by the way, did you tell them about the part of the Norwegian TV show that they Googled you? And I had written that ridiculous story about Christmas in Montauk. I had to write a story about Christmas in Montauk at the last minute. And so, Cindy, what was the quote you used? Because I used to live there, and Cindy used to come visit me.
Spending Christmas in Montauk is like being in Norway. And
when they Googled, that's what came up, and that's why one of the reasons why they selected Cindy. Of course, she is the great psychic. All right, ciao, everyone. Nicole, take good care of my girl.
Absolutely,
bye.
TJ.
You can mute my mic, too. You can mute me. And,
I'm going to mute your mic, too.
I'm muted. I feel like I've been muted. All right, ciao. Ciao, Belle. Bye-bye.
Now you can see how it works, the laws of attraction. I mentioned that little Norway thing, you know?
I think that's hysterical.
And the universe just jumps on it. Well, it was like when we were in the Berkshires, and we were having trouble with the co-op here, and I said, I just have to, you know, manifest a house, which of course I did. And I said, God, I really need a house and soon. And we were staying in a little room in the Berkshires, and as it turned out, the heat broke there, so they gave us a whole house to stay in. And I said, no, I meant like a house for us for a long time, not just today. But I've manifested a house instantly. So you have to be really specific if you want it now or you want one for a little longer than one day.
Absolutely.
So you did screen a caller, my dear?
Of course I did. I screened several, so we are all good to go. Right now we are going to go over to Joe. He is calling from Shoreham. And recently he had someone pass, okay, and he just wants to know how they're doing on the other side, Cindy.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to move on to Joe. Hello, Joe. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Very good, Joe. So it's amazing. Your friend, I almost wish we had a camera on these things because the card that jumped up is a younger person or person who died and resting in peace. So I think you were very concerned about if the person's made a pretty smooth transition to the other side. And
yes.
Definitely has. You knew this person a long time?
Yes.
Because it's showing the two children. Were you childhood friends or friends, you know, pretty long time? Because this person seems to say, I knew you a long time.
Somewhat.
Right. And what's going on here is, I know you seem to have a little more anxiety about the death. There really was nothing that anybody could do to prevent this. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay, because sometimes, you know, the dead really are more concerned for us than they are about them. They've already, you know, they get a life review pretty quickly. It does take upwards of 10 years, but in this case, you know, the life review is fairly quick enough to make the transition. Do you have a specific question that you wanted to ask?
Well, yes, I always relied on this person for some guidance and direction with my family, and he was always giving good, sound advice, and I sometimes need that in this hectic world.
Right, and of course, death ends a life, but not a relationship. There's no reason this person can't continue to guide you if you're receptive to the guidance. Basically, you know, he's saying you're a very strong person anyway. Do you know that? You underestimate your own strengths here. And, you know, this person feels like he's led a good life. I mean, it doesn't have many regrets. Some dead people have like a million regrets.
Right.
There's not regrets from this person. Tried to live the best life that he could. Do you agree with that?
Yes, very
much.
And,
you know, sometimes he was too much a fixer, a person that wanted to rescue and fix everybody. And, you know, now he knows he really couldn't do that. But he does give you a lot of guidance. Did you get a sign from him yet?
Not recently, no. No, not that I can say.
Okay. Sometimes is this the first time you've actually even thought about communing with someone who's crossed over?
Yes.
Okay, because that's why you're kind of new to the science of this. And he's so happy because part of his dying sooner than you may have wanted or other people may have wanted him is he's trying to teach people that love doesn't die and that we can commune with those we love. And just the fact that you're getting that message, you must be hearing something that he has to say. And he's a person who will give you signs through things like music. If you're in the car and you hear a song, you know, you have something on your mind and you hear a song that can give you an answer, it would be his way of giving it to you. And he really is okay. That's what he keeps saying. I'm really okay. He watches over some children. Do you know who he's talking about?
Yes.
Okay, because the children are his main focus. You know, of course he stays near you and watches over you. But the children are the ones he's up there to guide, watch over, and protect. And he's basically telling me excuse me, that you have a wonderful 5-year period opening up. Do you have any idea where you want to be 5 years from now?
No, not at all.
Well, try to visualize, because he will give you some guidance. You know, you feel, it looks like you feel a little bit lost here right now in your life.
Yes.
But it's really, you always knew the answers, is what he's saying, Joe. You always knew the answers. You just didn't always want to do what you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he will keep guiding you, particularly in business as well as in your personal life.
Okay.
And, you know, you are having some anxiety. Are you in tune with that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because anxiety is a dark angel. When we don't hear our angels of light telling us, you know, you've got some issues you have to face, they have no choice but to bring us anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times good people have anxiety because they don't want to see the things they need to see. And they don't want to do certain things that they have to do, and that includes sometimes cutting people out of our lives who are not serving our higher good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just leaving people to kind of fall and make their own mistakes.
Right.
Do you know who he's talking about with you?
Yes.
Okay, because he's saying you're not going to get any brownie points for carrying anybody's cross.
Right.
And, you know, it might feel bad, or you might feel guilty sometimes, but your intention in doing that is not to hurt anybody. It's just that it's time for you to start thinking about Joe for a change. And, you know, pray to do what's best for everyone, including you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it'll be helpful to you. And, you know, he's crying a little bit, you know. He misses life. You know, he misses being there to talk to people. And if you would just know that he's there, it would be really comforting to both of you.
Okay.
But he's just saying to you, you got to watch your back a little bit. Do you know what he's talking about? There's just some people you just can't trust, even though you want to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And just be strong. And did he have daughters?
Yes.
Because, you know, that's who he's, you know, really crying over, his daughters. And, you know, that's, some, you know, I think people of crossover always miss their children, and he's really upset about that. Other than that, it's, you know, it's a new adventure for him, and he's good.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling in, and he said he'll give you a clear sign tomorrow, so you better pay attention. And
okay.
It's going to be funny, because he was a pretty funny guy, from what I could tell.
Okay.
And he's going to definitely make you laugh.
Okay.
So pay attention to that. So, please call in again and let us know if you got his sign.
I will.
Okay, thank you so much, Joe.
You have a nice night.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Bye.
Okay, Nicole, where are we going now? I guess Nicole's in the chat room. Sometimes she gets lost in chatland land and doesn't come out soon enough.
Right. No, I'm back, Cindy.
Okay.
I caught the tail end of that. Sorry about that. Okay, we're going to move on to Natasha. Okay, and she is in Canada. And basically, you know, she's got a couple of career questions for you, and she wants
good.
To know when is everything going to click so that she can get back on her feet.
Oh, okay. Good question.
Very good question. Hello, Natasha. You're on the air.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Good. So you don't want to get back on your feet.
Yeah. I've been working so hard.
and feeling like it's going nowhere?
Yeah, because you just wake up and you blank and you go, okay, am I working hard? But you know you are.
I know. I see you're not loving what you're doing. What are you doing right now?
Trying to job search. It gets crippling.
Okay, and also try not to just take the first job that comes along, because you're a very loyal person, and if you're offered a job and you sort of just think, okay, I'm so scared, I'm going to take it, you'll stay way too long and not be happy. So the universe is pretty much saving you from yourself right now. You know,
okay.
The universe will answer our fears if we're really desperate and we can't sleep at night and we're pulling our hair out of our head. God will give us like a pretty low-level job, just, okay, here, just shut up and stop whining. But,
yeah, that's the one I need.
and right now, God's trying to give you a better job than you would want. You need some courage. You have a grandfather who passed away. Do you remember one of your grandfathers?
Yeah, when my son was born.
Okay.
Really unique.
And he's the man saying when you were a little girl, you had a lot of courage, but you seem to have lost some of that courage. And
yeah, people really killed my...
Try to stay strong. You know, I could see you as a mom. You know, it's funny because there's two mom cards, and it's very unusual in the tarot to see them across from each other. It just tells me you're a good mom, but you really worry too much in general.
Yeah, I'm a typical single mom.
Okay, well, of course you would worry. And think about this. You want everything to click, and when we're on our knees, which means God's sort of taken everything out from under us, you don't, you know, have a relationship right now, you don't have a job, you seem to be really, you know, hitting bottom,
mm-hmm.
it's because God says, choose again. Choose something better this time.
I finally focused on my my writing. I thought
Good.
That would please the gods, but that's going to take a while, but in the meantime, I could use, like you first said, you know, that little bit of change before he takes it away.
Okay, but let's, you put it out to the universe that you want a job that will be fulfilling, helpful
yeah.
to people, make you feel good about yourself, provide for you and your child, and be very positive about it because it really looks good here for you. And also, you know, it should put you in alignment with your soulmate, so... Sometimes when we have to get a new job and everything is different in our lives, it's because you were sort of stuck.
Yeah.
And the universe gave you a cosmic kick forward. I don't think you like change very much, so sometimes God just has to pull the rug out from under you and make you slide into your next part of life as opposed
right.
to you actually going on your own volition. So the fact mm-hmm. that you're starting to write is really being the master of your own destiny now. I'm really glad about that because the universe just needs you to take any step forward, and that's a good
yeah.
step forward. And it's never been a better time to be a writer, never. You're
mm-hmm.
not dependent on publishers anymore. You could self-publish. Amazon has their own publishing house, which is part of mine, which is Book Surge, which now became CreateSpace. And, you know, you write your book, you get it on Amazon, it's for sale, and you already start flying. So try to not worry so much about where you're going to go with your writing. Just do it because your writing was really good in these cards.
Oh,
and
thank you. It's just to get the, you need the creative material, though, to support yourself. That's the real problem. So the job that I'm really good at, in customer service, I don't know. I went to an interview today, but they said they'll casually call me in. I was wondering.
It looks good. It looks good on that. Actually, you made a good impression on your interview.
Oh, good.
So
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you did. You need a little bit in the future to be a little tiny bit more confident in the interview.
That's true. It's
okay, you know, talk about the way you would talk about your own child more than about yourself, because older souls are not very good at marketing themselves or talking themselves up. So if it was your child, you'd really, you know, all the things that you take for granted that
mm-hmm.
you do and all your skills, you're just sort of poo-pooing away. So try to work a little bit on your interview skills, but you did good. I mean, the people liked you, but...
Mm-hmm.
You could have been a tad bit stronger.
Yes, just a tad. So
but
I was wondering if they'll call me for something.
It looks like they'll call you maybe even for a second interview, but they did like
right.
you.
Okay, cool.
And, again, the universe knows you need to support yourself and will
yeah.
certainly give you that. But don't give up on your creative venture whatsoever.
No. She's in my mind the character 24/7. She's not going to let me this time.
Okay, good. That's what we want. When you hear a voice that doesn't let go, it's usually divine guidance coming from a dead person or a spirit guide, and they will
it's
not
true.
Let the thought leave our head. So I see very good things ahead for you. So, you know, just, you know, keep the faith and just visualize.
Thank you.
being happy in your job.
Yes, I have to do that. It's just been so tiring, like a job in itself.
I know, but try to look at things as adventures, you know, adventures and job interviewing. It's just the way we approach things. You know, sometimes if we just sort of revamp our attitude toward things, have some fun on it. The worst thing that happens, you don't get the job. But at least you're not going in there like it's an execution, you know, it's do or die.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Because
well, that's what I do now.
You know, don't look at that this is the only job in the universe, and if I don't get this one, you know, it's I'm falling off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Go in there, you know, because that's what makes it so horrible.
I know.
And
when I get home.
Get over your fear of rejection. Get over it. Sometimes, you know, you don't get the job because, you know, they're already giving it to their sister, so it has nothing to do with you. Sometimes you don't get the job because you look like their sister they hate. You know, sometimes it has really nothing to do with us.
Thank God someone relates.
Right. So if you deal with it more with a sense of humor and not taking it so personally, the universe loves when we laugh at some of these things at life. And all the dead people. And the one thing that's made me much more easygoing about life is talking to dead people. You know, they die and they say, what the hell did I worry so much? Why didn't I laugh at some of this? Why did I take everything so seriously and not see the humor in how funny certain things actually are?
Right.
And so approach it, and if you go in with that attitude, you come across much more confident. And 90% of jobs, by the way, and anybody listening, people lose their jobs not because they're not good at their skills. It's because they can't get along with other people. So if you go in an interview, making the interviewer feel relaxed, making the interviewer's job easier, they're already saying, wow, this boy, I like this person. You know what I mean? And part of it is you just want them to like you, and you want them to know that you're, you know, a nice person, and that's half the battle. So if you bring your that kind of attitude in, people will feel, you know, much more like hiring you. And of course, I always say bring your grandfather, you know, who you love, bring him into that interview with you so he pops thoughts in the interviewer's head. Hire her. They don't know why they've hired.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, and please call in and let us know when you get your job.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, such a pleasure. Have a great week.
You too. Bye. Okay, Nicole. Are you still?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm always afraid you're lost in chat land.
No, I'm not lost in chat land. Not yet, anyway.
Okay,
we are going to move on to Virginia.
Oh,
okay, we're going to speak with Anna, who's calling us from Virginia. Have we ever had any Virginia callers, Cindy?
No, I don't think so. We've had.
I don't think so. I think this is the first Virginia state. Maybe West Virginia we had. I don't think we've ever had.
No, and you know, I can also tell where we've been getting callers from because I get to look at, like, the Kindle book online where it sells, and it's always selling in the spots where people have called from. And it looks really
that's
cute
so awesome.
to see the book being starting to sell all across the country. So it's really fun. I love that.
That's so awesome. Well, anyway, we're going to speak with Anna right now.
Okay.
And she actually has a relationship question for you. About 2 weeks ago, her and her boyfriend or girlfriend, I did not ask which was which, about 2 weeks ago they broke up, and she's got a couple of questions about her ex.
Okay, good.
All right. Hello, Virginia, you're on the air. I'm sorry, Anna, you're on the air.
Hello. Actually, yeah, it's my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
So we broke up. It was very abrupt 2 weeks ago. We really haven't spoken since. And so I'm just wondering, you know, is he going to come back around or what's in store
for
my future?
Well, I need to tell you, the first card that I got, and I'll tell you the first one and the last one, which I do an 8-card spread, which I don't know why, because I just made it up one day, and that's how I do it. But the first card was a man who did not play fair with you. And the other card is the cellmate or toxic love card.
Okay.
He's not out of the picture because it didn't come forward. The cards face in one direction, meaning now, and one card meaning the future. He's still showing up in the future, but I need you to get your blinders off about this guy. He didn't tell you half of the story because if you knew the whole truth and nothing but the truth, you wouldn't be so wanting him to come back, you know?
Well, the truth that I did discover is what caused the breakup. But, yeah, you're right, and I'm working
on
that.
But, you know, men of this type who don't play fair, or women for that matter, only admit to one-tenth of what's going on. They only admit to what they've actually been caught at, and even that they won't admit half the time. But he's not telling you the whole truth, and he is going to resurface, but he's not going to change. So,
and that's why, you know, I'm ready to move on. You know, I'm looking forward to, I have a feeling just in my gut that he'll be coming back around, but truthfully, I'm ready to kind of just start over.
Good, and
so.
That's the guidance you're getting, and stop kicking yourself in the head that you didn't see certain things, because he's pretty good at, you know, hiding his true nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just warning you, he will resurface, and pretty much you might get some satisfaction because you might think, well, he does miss me, and yeah, that's nice, but he's not going to change. For you, there's a really nice man coming in the future. Not immediate, not in a second, because you did make too many excuses for this man's abuse. You did tolerate too much nonsense with him. Are you aware of that?
Absolutely.
Okay. And
yeah.
And women, what's been hammered historically into women's head is that any man deaf, dumb, blind, lame, stupid, cheating, or a son of a bitch is better than standing on our own 2 feet. We have to overcome that. You know, human consciousness is very slow to change, and it takes thousands of years. But it has to start with one person. It has to start individually before it becomes a collective change. And not enough women have overcome that. I mean, historically, it made sense. You know, when men were all cavemen, to be raped by one barbarian was better than being raped by 1,000. That one barbarian kept you safe from 1,000. But, you know, it's still very much in women's heads. So it is a little bit of period of standing on your own 2 feet and liking yourself and nurturing yourself. And are you analyzing some red flags with this man that you should have seen a while ago and ignored?
Yes.
Okay.
Because a lot of what I've been doing.
Okay. So because when we have to then stop being a victim of these things, because the universe does try to give us the red flags. If we choose to deny them, that's our fault. But if we don't learn the lessons from it, we'll just keep repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
In the near future is a really nice man coming. You're getting a lot of divine guidance, by the way.
Okay.
Do you feel it?
Lately I have been. But,
okay.
You know, like just kind of second guess it is like, is it just me or?
No, you are getting a lot of divine guidance. Even the fact that this man got caught was part of the divine guidance, you know, kept saying, open your eyes, see what's there.
Okay.
And you will, this is a really nice falling in love. So it's a definite soulmate relationship. It's, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 35.
Okay, because this is a marriage. Do you want to be married in the future?
He's the right person.
Okay, because this is a marriage. This is a marriage.
Okay.
And so don't start that panic because, you know, you're at that age. And the reason I ask, because I got the message, she's at the age where sometimes, you know, we start, you know, wanting a man to fit a plan. You know, I want to get pregnant. I want a baby. I want to be married. If you wanted a man to fit a plan, you could have married that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, but now you're realizing, no, I want that real heart, soul, mind, body, committed love, and that's here. So the universe knows you have a biological clock ticking. They know what's going on. They're not going to wait forever. So, you know, believe me, God knows what time it is down here. He knows how many eggs you have left. You know, all this is like, you know, easy for God to figure out. So just really keep writing down what your ideal soulmate would be like. Try to learn the lessons in the ending of this relationship. Are you getting sort of lessons every day? Are you?
Every day, yeah.
Okay, because there's thousands of them, literally from, you know, you don't have to take nonsense. He's not the only man in the world. I have to start seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly in people, not just the good. I mean, there's a lot of lessons. So the more that we learn, then we don't have to learn them again, you know. So.
Okay.
Good luck to you, and is it warm in Virginia?
No, it's been overcast and cold, and, you know, it's going to rain this weekend.
Oh, okay, so we have to drive further than Virginia, huh, to find some sun and warmth?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
And good
Have
luck
good
to you.
Thank you.
All right, Cindy.
Okay, Nicole, sometimes I hear your little laughter on the other side, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, that you can relate to some of this, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. As soon as you said the first and her last card,
uh-huh.
I remember literally sitting at your place and you pulling those cards. It was probably my first or my second reading, and I got those same two cards, and
right.
I brought
and you
me
know
right
that,
back.
And I know, like, when I see those, oh, boy, I'm dealing with one of those princes or princesses that becomes a beast.
And yep. I remember being in that position.
And it's a distinct alignment of cards that's really pretty interesting. So
yep.
Part of it, anybody who's interested in tarot reading and learning about it, is the way the cards come out, the alignment of them, the patterns they create are part of the reading. It's not one individual card. It's many other ways that I look at the cards to get a reading. And then, of course, it's channeling. So the longer
yeah.
you do it, the, you know, I've done, you know, countless readings, thousands and thousands, it becomes a little bit easier because we're not all that unique. There's only so many patterns of behavior. And
pretty
my job
much.
Gets infinitely easier every day. Okay, Nicole, where are we going now?
We are actually going to go out to Babylon, and we are going to speak with somebody who you know, Cindy. This is we're going to speak to Rich, who just ended a long-term relationship. He's been talking to you about it, and you know, now he'd like to know a little bit more information.
Okay, good.
All right. I'm trying to cue him up here, Cindy. Hello, Rich. You're on the air.
Yes. Thank you. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I had actually the last time I was out, which was fairly recently, you told me that I had one of the best readings that you've ever seen.
Exactly.
And it was, I think, actually two couples, two kings and queens.
Yes.
Front and back, and I know you have many customers. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, I do remember, because that's a very unusual alignment of cards also.
Yes, and that's what you said, and we've been talking for a while, and I think things have ended karmically, as you were talking about before, and I'm just calling to see what you see now.
Okay, I see a very good five-year period opening up. You need a little bit of courage now.
Mm.
There's a little bit of anxiety here. It's never easy to make change. Human beings, unfortunately, have this flaw in which they tend to like the devil they know, and change, you know, brings up some anxiety.
I just feel so relieved, to be honest.
Okay, good. And it was hard for you because you are a good person, and sometimes, you know, it's not easy for good people to end relationships. They just...
Mm-hmm.
you know, want to keep it too long. But I see for you a wonderful five-year period called the Wheel of Fortune opening up now.
Cool.
So anything you want is yours, including a relationship in which you feel, you know, that the person will like the person that you are now. You've changed a lot in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And that's why sometimes, you know, even if we have a good relationship, it may not be meant to last forever. We do change, we do grow, we do evolve. And this relationship is one in which will be the perfect one for you now. Try not to listen too much what other people are saying about the world, because you've got a few negative people surrounding you.
Yes,
so,
okay.
Okay, so try to stay in that positive place. Are you wanting a new relationship soon, or do you want to give some time between?
No, you need some time, you know.
Good. And
I'm not worried about it either way. You know,
no.
things work out. I'm very happy with my life right now, and, you know, just like to get your feelings. Cause you've always...
Right. And you do have a good life ahead of you, and the karmically correct ending is very important. If we end a relationship on a toxic note, the next one we're going to get may not look like toxic love to begin with, but it will be. The universe gives us the level of love we deserve. If we end a relationship without drama and trauma, we try to be as fair and kind as we can be.
Mm-hmm.
The universe hears that we want a higher love. If you take advantage of the next 5 years, you will actually have another five-year period in which pretty much anything you want is yours. You may hear from her a little bit again. Are you prepared for that?
Yeah, as long as she doesn't come back, I'm cool.
Okay.
And I don't think she wants to. I mean, you know, this has been a 5-year breakup after a 30-year, or when we've been married 30 years. So it's been a long time coming.
Right, absolutely. And for you, just try not in a moment of weakness to give in to, you know, even talking with her or spending time with her, because it'll just reopen some karma here.
Gotcha.
And, you know, it's pretty easy to do that. And for you, expect a little bit of moodiness occasionally for yourself and maybe some anxiety, because the end of a long-term relationship is a death. And, of course, you guys sort of did this, like, long, drawn-out death. So it's equated to someone you love who you've watched, like when I watched my mother die for 18 months.
Right.
By the time she died, it was a relief. It was long.
Right.
It was drawn out.
Well, that's
and
how
most
those
of the mourning is done during the long, drawn-out period.
Mm-hmm.
But there is still the final ending and, you know, the burial, sort of, that this is
gotcha.
Really over. So I need you to do the mourning. I need you to sometimes feel the loss of it. And it's really the loss of an illusion because, you know, it hasn't been happy for a long time.
Right.
But come Christmas, you may sometimes, that's, or, you know, the holidays, Easter, that the family holidays, that's when, you know, sometimes we start missing the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's really missing the illusion that was there rather than the reality.
Correct. It's funny that you say that because she said she doesn't know why I can't come to her family's house for Easter. I said, I'm not coming.
Good.
No.
And you can't do that because, again, that's what I'm talking about with her. She's not letting you go.
No, she is. Well, okay. I'll listen to you.
Okay. So if you were to start going with her on Easter, there it is again. Do you know what I mean? You're you're sort of because she doesn't want to do the mourning. And Easter, she should do the mourning for the end of the relationship. She should feel some sorrow that it didn't work out. And, you know, the illusion of missing when it was happy or if it ever was happy, which I'm sure it was for periods of time. But just allow her to do the mourning and you too.
Correct.
You know, most people can't bear to be alone on holidays. Get over it. It's just another day.
That doesn't bother me.
You know?
I make friends easily. So.
Oh, good for you. Well, thank you so much for calling and let me know
thank
that
you
really did that. I'm so,
too.
You know, I really love to hear my clients finally do what the guidance is telling them.
Yes.
Because nothing can change until we take the necessary steps. And when people keep saying, you know, I'm not getting what the card said I should get, I'm like, well, because you're not doing what you have to do. You're not ending what you need to end.
Mm-hmm.
We always have to do what the universe expects us to do.
Yes.
And then the universe really does help.
Yeah, and I really tried to do it in a way where we both got to the agreement point, and we both said, yes, this is what we have to do.
Oh, good for you. I'm so proud of you. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing
You're
your
welcome.
Story with our listeners, because they really learn from each and every story.
Oh, okay. I'm not so sure how much they can learn from me, but good luck to you ladies, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, isn't that good? I mean, you know, sometimes I'll have people, the frustrating part about my job is when people won't do what they have to do. They won't let go of what they can't afford, or they won't let go with the price to keep it is so high, and then they wonder why their life won't move forward. And I'm like, you know.
Yeah. Also, Cindy, I'm case in point with that, you know, where Rich was just concerned, you know, as far as like holidays and this and that, because you know what, like I was, you know, sitting there screaming to the universe, you know, I want love, I want love, I want love. Meanwhile, I was still maintaining, you know, a friendship with my ex. And let's face it, I mean, the friendship that I had with my ex, although it was very, very functional and it served a purpose, and, you know, we did, you know, make every attempt to be good friends, we wound up falling into a pattern where we were, you know, pseudo-girlfriends, you know, where we fit everything but, you know, the sexual aspect of it, and you know, and that wasn't healthy because she was blocking me from finding that love and from getting that love, and I was blocking her from finding the love that she wanted. Because
right.
We never put an end to that relationship. We never mourned that relationship. It was just, you know, on Tuesday we're together, on Wednesday we're friends, and that's it. You know, and you can't fall victim to that. You know, as much as you might want to separate amicably, there needs to be that cool time, that chill out time where you become you again, you let them become them again when you guys are not a unit. And then if you guys want to be friends later on after your lives have been started, then go right ahead. but you know, not when it's too, not when it's new, and not when it's, you know, when you're actually, you know, not serving each other's higher purpose. You know, when you guys are blocking each other from the things that you really, really want. You know, that's just dangerous, because you're going to wind up, you know, wasting so much time. You know, that could have been served, you know, better served doing something else.
Right, and that's the whole point. So we really have to let go. And if we don't let go, I mean, I had one client today. She has a place, a house she can't afford. She has to let go of it. She can't pay for it. She's behind. And she wants the universe to bring her abundance. And I'm like, excuse me, if you can't take something you can't afford, and if you don't want to pay for it, the universe is going to say, that's not right. We can't bring you abundance. Pay, and she, how she could pay for what she needs to pay is to sell a ring that she has that she doesn't even wear. And I'm like, the universe expects you to sell that ring, pay your debt, and get a place you can afford, and then abundance will come. You know, we have to really let go of certain things. If we've gotten ourselves, you know, over our head in debt, over our head in things, you got to start figuring how to get back on track here. And the universe can't help you unless, you know, you start realizing, you know, the mistakes you've made and let go and move forward in business, in relationships, financially, in every way. You know, we need to do what we're asked to do.
Yep.
And it's not easy.
Even though it's not the easiest decision sometimes.
And it's not easy.
No, you know what? Sometimes the road that you have to take is not the easier one. You know, sometimes you have to suck it up, and you have to be an adult, and you have to say, okay, fine, I'm not really looking forward to doing this, but I have to do this anyway. And then you just have to take the plunge.
Exactly, and it's really, you know, the universe knows when we're serious about change and when we're just dragging our feet.
You know? Yep, I agree.
When we're the hitchhiker out on the road going wherever somebody else's car is taking us because we can't figure out where we're going to go by ourselves. So we have a time for another caller or whatever.
We do have time, and luckily I have one more caller queued up today. All right, we are going to go over to Erica in Connecticut.
Okay.
And now these are her words, not mine. Her love life, Cindy, is topsy-turvy. She's had an on-again, off-again love interest. You know, they dated, then they didn't, then they did, then they didn't. And, you know, this person keeps coming back around, and she just wants to know what is going on.
And I knew I would get the hangman card, because the hangman card is topsy-turvy here.
You've got to love it. Topsy-turvy. So we're going to go over to topsy-turvy Erica in Connecticut. Hello, Erica. You are on the air.
Hi,
Erica. I love Connecticut. Where in Connecticut are you from?
I'm in New Haven.
Okay. I was a UConn girl, so I always love to hear my Connecticut callers. Now, first of all, I need to know your age approximately, because there is a karma for a certain commitment phobia. How old are you?
I'm 41.
Okay. Your generation tends to want love and then run from it. And
I noticed that.
You know, it's a generational karma. My daughter's a different generation. She's 31. That generation just doesn't even want relationships. It's booty calls, friends with benefits, hookups. So, you know, the R word doesn't even exist. Your generation's a little different. They're sandwiched between mine and hers. My generation were committed commitment phobics. They often married very low levels of love, or seemed like it was good, and then they took each other for granted and didn't really commit heart, soul, mind, and body after a while. They came home with their bodies, but their heart, souls, and minds were elsewhere. Your generation wants the love, and you guys have, you know, it started out as soulmates here. It had the potential heart, soul, mind, body, but the two of you just get scared. He's scared, she's scared. I can't even blame this fully on him. Are you aware that you're a little afraid too?
Well, I'm afraid of getting my feelings hurt again for the second, third. I've lost track.
Right, because now you're the closet commitment phobic. You maybe didn't start out that way, but he's more of a classic commitment phobic at this point, this guy. We're, you know, I don't think he really wants to take it to the next level. I don't think he told you that in the beginning. But, you know, do you want in the future, like, a husband, a family? Because
I have a child, so no family.
But, right, but you want you know your child to have see you with a good man.
Yeah, before she gets married.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And for her sake, there is going to be brought a man there. So, you know, you've left a relationship that wasn't that great. Now you're in this one. How long have you guys been together?
It's been, oh, gosh, met him like 3 years ago, and it's been off and on since, oh, let's say, it's been on, off, on. So let's say from 2009 to now.
Okay. And what is it that you're not hearing from him? Do you understand? At this point, this man doesn't look like he's going to come to the plate anytime soon. It's not that he doesn't care about you. It's just that he doesn't want to grow up and make that commitment. And, and you know, for you, maybe you were afraid. You know, you had been hurt before. Maybe this was, you know, good at the beginning for you. But now you're getting ready for something more committed. And, you know, soulmate love without commitment is pain. That's what's going on with you. So, you know, if you could do the prayer we always say the prayer to pray for a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you, and you want to be a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit back, see what happens. Because this will go on for 20 years if you want it. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And, you know, what I would advise you to do is, are you off now? Because, you know, it's on again, off again. Are you in the off stage right now?
I'm off, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he calls, which he will call again, why don't you have the courage to ask him what's your intention in calling? Is it to stick 2 feet in here and make this work? If not, you don't want to do this anymore. And that would take a lot of courage on your part.
But, I did that before. Said, please don't call me if you're not willing to. I don't want to really be bothered if you're going to be in and out or you think this is a game. And he respects my wishes, and then next thing you know, he calls again. He respects my wishes for a certain amount of time, and then it comes back.
Well, they think
again.
We forget then.
Yeah.
And they wait until, you know, you're a soulmate, so you're soulfully connected. So he knows when you've got a moment of weakness. And then he comes back. And what commitment phobics do is they make us fall in love with them, and it's really good for a few months or a short period of time, and then they act like they don't want it, and they start deliberately watering down how often they call or talk or see us.
Mm-hmm,
and when
exactly.
we get fed up and we walk away from them, then they lure us back and wine and dine us again. And when we're hooked again, then they start watering it down again.
And that's exactly, you've nailed it right on the head, because that's what happened. I got dumped before, I disappeared, went about my business dating, here comes the calls again. I'm kind of standoffish, oh yeah, how you doing, okay, you know, chat, okay, gotta go. And then I fell back in again. Like one day I just woke up, I was like, ooh, this is not bad. Fell back in, dated for a year. To have exactly what you said, start watering it down, where you get called every day. You can tell time by when you know the person's
right.
going to call. And then all of a sudden it tapers off, and then you get the letdown.
Exactly, and that's what he's going to do, because he's a classic commitment phobic, which means he doesn't really want it. And for you, at this point, you might have been afraid yourself, so I need you to spend some time in quiet thought seeing how perhaps you were afraid of commitment yourself. And as long as you keep this man in your life, you're going to be a person who's going to have this on and off thing. And I want you to, if that's what you choose, just not feel like a victim. This is who he is. This is what he is. This is what it's going to be.
No, I don't feel like a victim, because it's kind of now, it seems like, you, not to say, you know, to get wrong, that I get used to it, but it's kind of like, oh, you expect it. And it's
right,
like,
and again, do you want something better than this? That's the point.
Of course.
Okay, because that's what's going to be here, but the universe would need for you to really take 2 feet out, see if he misses you. And when he, if, you know, when he comes back or if he comes back, ask him what you want. And really use your own inner gut to realize he doesn't want what you want, a committed relationship, and move on. Let it go now. And really pray for that commitment, soulmate, because that's what you need. For your daughter's sake, because how old is your daughter now?
My daughter's 15.
Okay, because that generation doesn't even going to want relationships. They're not even want a human being. They're going to have their iPads, their iPods, their distractions.
She doesn't even talk about boys to me.
Yeah, well,
I asked her, I said, do you like any boys? Yeah, I think boys are cute. Yeah, but I'm not interested in dating.
You're not interested. They're going to, you know, the men will have their porn, the women will have vibrators, and they're not going to connect. It's very scary. I mean,
exactly.
It's really scary.
I had to ask her one day, I said, are you gay? And she was like, no. And I was
it's a generational karma. What they've seen is love starts out good, and then it sucks, and we don't want it.
And you know what? I totally agree with you, because me and her dad are not together. We haven't been together from when she was maybe about 3 years old. So she's used to seeing me, mommy dates, then mommy doesn't date, mommy dates, then she doesn't date. So I don't want my daughter to see that, you know.
And that's why you're being brought a soulmate, for your daughter's sake, so she could see if you leave toxic love, you get something better. You get a committed soulmate, wonderful, delicious love. So she won't think all love stinks. And
yeah, but the men in my age group are like the guys that you said in your daughter's age group. They want to be bothered for a certain period of time, and then fly off to the next flower.
And what you're going to do is just pray for that one soulmate in your age group who wants to commit. We don't care about the millions who don't want to. And it'll be there for you. It really is. It's going to be there. And, you know, we're over our show time now, and I thank you for calling. But I hope it helped you to get your eyes open.
The hangman card.
I mean, I knew it was going to come, you know, that this man keeps you hanging on, you know, like you feel like you're walking on your head all the time. You're hanging, you know, by your feet, and you don't know which way to, and you don't have your own feet to walk on. And know where you're going. They really do confuse us.
Yes.
And, you know, for your sake and for your daughter's sake, a wonderful, wonderful love affair is going to happen. So keep that soulmate prayer going.
I will.
And let us know when it happens. And thank you so much for calling in. We love our listeners.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Nicole, I heard you cracking up, huh?
I did. Oh, my God.
I know, and you know it's truth. You know it's truth.
No, I know it's definitely truth, but just like, it's just sometimes with your candor, I just can't take it.
I'm like, you know, when you talk to dead people, they're pretty blunt. They don't tiptoe around too much. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, the guidance is just say it like it is and hopefully with a sense of humor and people will get it.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for the show tonight, Nicole, and don't forget to...
And thank you, Cindy. As always, you did a wonderful job for all of our listeners.
And so did you. And, of course, don't forget, you have a reading that you can get from me anytime you want.
Well, thank you very much, Cindy, and I will be taking you up on that probably sooner than you think.
Great. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night.